guys ever look around and think, how the fuck did I get here? You know what I mean? No. You ever just take a minute and just be like, wait a second, where did it all go wrong? Like, how the fuck did I get in this situation, bro? Anyways, welcome back to the Core Life Podcast, where we talk about news, booze, and Tom Cruise. Congratulations, we finally made it to episode 20. I mean... Look around. I don't know what we is anymore. It might be French these days. Everybody, say hello to my partner in crime here, Pistol Pete. Petey Short Dicks. Pete, thank you for joining us. You know, today's going to be a little low-key, a little chill. We're just going to be talking about what's going on in our lives. You said that you recently got into this dating app, huh? Raya, we were talking about it last episode, about how lit it was. How lit is it, really? Compared to Tinder, Hinge, all them bullshits.
Significantly. It's a completely different atmosphere. And at the same time, you're able to communicate with guys and girls, but it's...
What do you mean by that? No, like, you're communicating with guys?
No, it allows you to connect with whoever you want. There's like a search setting that you're able to talk with. Oh, you can look up athletes. You can look up CEOs.
Oh, you can look them up?
Yeah.
Dude, that was Duke's idea.
It changes the game.
The Duke. It was his idea to search the fucking app.
Yes. And so on it, you're able to search, able to find whoever you want. But at the same time, you could look at the map too and see where people are. If, for instance, I'm in the financial district. So
you turn your location on?
The location, yeah, it is. You have to have it on. I mean, it's like, oh, on Tinder.
Right. True. Yeah.
You already have it, but you can't see the people in that location. On Raya, you're able to see those people in that location.
Oh, isn't that kind of sketch, though? You could just stalk someone.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it that way. But at the same time, I mean, it's good just... people actually want to communicate on that app, though. Like on Tinder
and higher level people, you think, huh?
I wouldn't say that. We don't want to downgrade everybody else.
Well, Tinder, I mean, that's an STD app right there, brother. I mean, that shit claps every time you turn it on because of the clap.
Yeah, but Hinge, I mean, let's say I match with this beautiful girl and I start like hitting her up or hit someone up, and then all of a sudden they don't respond. But on Raya, at a certain point you run out of like the ability to like people, and then it says like, in our community we want to cultivate a close-knit community. That I think itself, like Raya, that's why you see all famous people are on Raya.
They're on, huh? Yeah. I was saying the other episode that my friend actually fucked Odell and Diplo through Raya. Odell Beckham, that is, who now has a kid. OBJ. I'm one-handed. Yes sir. No, it's legit. How do you get in, though? Like, who do you have to fuck to get in? How many dudes did you fuck to get into Raya, bro?
I'll give you the over-under.
Over-under 19 and a half.
You have to get, obviously, like, somebody has to suggest to you or refer you. And that referral, at the end, like, in the end of the day, it doesn't matter, that referral, because, like, somebody referred me and someone else at the same time.
And you asked for that. You said, yo, refer me on Raya?
No, he was, like, talking about Raya. And I was like, oh, like, I've applied, but I never got on. And he's like, oh, I'll refer you. Referred me and someone else simultaneously. And within an hour, all of a sudden, then...
Yeah. Hey,
what up, Wolf?
What?
Yeah, what
is this?
What you doing here?
What is this?
You have another pocket?
What the fuck is this?
Look who it is.
Nah, what is it? Yo, Wolf, what is this, bro?
Look what the cat decided.
What the fuck is
like this?
What are you doing on the show, bro?
What is this, your little podcast?
Get the fuck off the show, bro. This is me and Petey. This is me and Petey.
A three-fourths podcast?
What is this? Who the fuck is this?
This is you guys.
We booked this time. Wait, Wolf, you double booked.
Guys, nobody give any attention to this bozo. I fired him. He tried taking my fucking spot. Don't sit down right now.
Don't
sit down right now. Hi, mom.
This is our podcast.
You gotta bounce right now. You gotta go right now.
I think you stole our time on purpose.
It's
gotta be a misunderstanding, guys. Like,
who got this first?
I think we double booked. We had to have double booked.
Why would you double book me?
It's honestly the audacity.
Yo, like,
you're trying to win me back.
I'm not winning you back. You got
now that I'm in the streets, you got a little bit of clout. You're trying to get me as a host.
Clout.
Where's Nina?
Where's Duke?
Listen, no need to worry about Duke. Worry about yourself.
Who's this guy?
This is Petey. He was telling me about Raya just now.
You're a dick host. Who the fuck is this guy?
Look, first off, don't get so comfortable in that chair, all right? Yeah. You're not getting comfortable.
You're lucky we don't have a guest right now. Otherwise, we would have fucking kicked you out of your seats. But at this point, this is just good content.
Who's your guest going to be? Adam Sandler?
What are you trying to say?
I saw you get hit in the face. No.
Look like him?
You got hit in the face today by Adam Sandler, and now you're pissed and you're trying to come on here, shaking your little middle finger. I sometimes see your shit, and you got hit in the face by Adam Sandler today because you asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said,
I don't sound
you.
Like Donald Trump, first of all.
You're fired. You're fired.
Second of all, I fired you months ago,
and now you're back because you want to be back.
You're the white Kanye West. That's what you are.
Me?
You're the white Kanye West, Johnny.
Are you calling me anti-Semitic? Because you
That's
know
exactly what I'm doing. Because you kicked
offended.
Me off your podcast because I'm Jewish, Johnny.
I'm an honorary Jew. My dad
was
Jewish.
Look at his nose!
My dad was Jewish in the 80s, okay?
What the fuck does that mean? Don't even ask, okay?
Shit was going down in 86, all right? And that makes me Jewish. That makes me one of you. So, might as well fucking...
Prototypical white Kanye. We're all Hebrews, right? We're all Jewish.
Don't cross your legs like that. Don't cross your legs like that and get all comfortable, all right?
We're going to be peaceful. You took our time.
No,
okay,
we're
so we might as well do a combo thing.
We're going to be peaceful about this.
Yeah,
we're going to be peaceful about this.
We're making great content for you guys, clearly. You're welcome.
So why don't you tell us about fucking Adam Sandler, huh? Did that really happen?
Yeah, so I was in the streets today. And that was fucking weird.
And what, you saw him walking around? How fucking drunk did he look?
I was like, this is going to be what do you do for a living, heaven. Started walking right towards me on cue like he knew it was about to go down. But I honestly felt the energy before I even got like 5 feet close to him. Mm-hmm. I felt like he was not going to be cool with it. Because I just felt it. I was like, I'm coming up to him. Paparazzi's probably happens to him all the time. Like, I don't like this, but I kind of have to do it. And I was like, Adam, what do you do for a living? He just kind of gave me a look. And I asked him again, like, what do you do for a living? And he almost hit the hand. The phone out of my hand.
Are you going to post that video? Because that's going to go
viral.
And
then he was like really pissed. Like, what are you doing? Putting a phone in my face? I'm like, Adam, I'm sorry. I'm a huge fan. I just like, this is what I do for a living. And he literally went to me like it was this Adam Sandler movie. He literally went to me like this. He gave me a knuckle sandwich.
Didn't.
He was like this.
No, he didn't.
And walked away,
no,
I swear.
Really?
I swear that was the whole
interaction. That's crazy. My friend met him and they were like, he's the nicest guy in the world. And I want to believe that's true. But after
Petey,
seeing...
he is the nicest guy in the world. Imagine you're walking down the street and this fucking guy
pulls
up to you with a phone.
What do you do for a living?
You think Adam Sandler's on Kanye's side then? Huh? You think was that Jewish on Jewish crime?
I'll say he's definitely...
What was that?
Not acting like he's on Kanye's side. None of these guys are going to act like they're on Kanye's side. He probably isn't. No Jew really is at this point. But
there's no way he is.
You'll never see him publicly be on Kanye's side. That's for sure.
So what, you gonna post that video of you and Adam? Because that revokes your Jewish card. You post that, you realize that you got to come over to our side.
That's
you got to start going to church on Sundays. Okay,
that's just gonna fuel Kanye's fire.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. If Kanye reposts that, then maybe
Kanye will repost that.
I have a lot of celebrities being mad videos that I want to eventually make a compilation of. But now I think I'm just gonna keep it in my phone and never do anything with it. Oh, you guys got beer? Great!
Oh my goodness! Wow! Wow!
The least you could do.
Proving Kanye right.
I'm not gonna lie though, separating the artist from the music is so hard with
it. It's hard, man.
Like
it's
Heard
hard.
Him Say came on the other day. I heard him Ooh. Say. None has ever promised him all today. Day. I'm like, damn, I can't not listen to the rest of the song.
Whoa, okay. Is somebody gonna stop listening to Kanye West because of what's gone down?
Let me ask you
this. Like R. Kelly.
This is a legit question,
yeah,
right?
Michael Jackson.
And you're a hip hop fan, you're a hip hop artiste.
Big time.
And you're part of the tribe. So how much of a genius / good content can you make for you to be accepted as a Nazi? No, think about it. Like how many number one platinum albums do you need to make for people to be like, okay,
dude,
okay, he wants to gas the Jews, but Graduation.
Yeah, though. Yeah, I feel you, yeah.
But my Jesus. Twisted Dark Fantasy, bro.
The Life of Pablo. Yeah, the list goes on and on.
Like,
I think he just needs one more Grammy and then he could just be the next Hitler at that point.
You think, he's got like 30 Grammys? What are you talking about? Like, wait, what? Wait,
no,
what
the next Grammy. The next Grammy for like best rap album or best album of the year. If he gets one more of those, which would be really hard to do at this point, right? At that point, someone's deserving the all-encompassing world leader.
Like, imagine being so much... This is the level I'm trying to reach. Now, bear with me. Imagine being such a genius that you go on national television and just say some racist-ass shit and people are like, yeah, but it's Kanye.
Yeah.
Like how crazy of a level is that?
So I have this debate and I always use R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, and Louis C.K. as my examples of talent versus the crime, right?
You said Louis C.K.?
Yeah, I'll explain. Yeah. So obviously, all these people have big talents and big crimes and big lawsuits. Okay. But if the talent sometimes outweighs the crime or vice versa, that's how you're going to like realize their legacy. So Michael Jackson raped
He's
a bunch
too
of
good.
Kids.
He's too
but
good.
He also created
He's
a thriller. So talent kind of outweighs the crime. We still listen to Michael Jackson.
Right.
R. Kelly, we're starting to not really listen to in the clubs as much. Ignition Remix, I haven't heard that in a while.
One song.
No, he's got a lot.
I believe.
Honestly, he peed on a few people and he hooked up with some 14-year-olds, which is not okay.
But his talent doesn't outweigh his crime. So his crime's like not huge. Good, but yeah, so the crime is bigger, so R. Kelly's going to jail for life. Kanye West?
Oof.
Like
he's got more leeway, I think.
Shitting on my people, but also like
he's got more leeway, I think. R. Kelly was pissing on people, bro. He wasn't good enough to piss on people.
Like, have you heard Wolves?
You didn't. Wolves?
Heard that song Wolves? You heard Real Friends?
Bro,
have you heard It All Falls Down?
Goes on and on.
Idio,
bro.
Look.
Kanye could piss on some Christians. No, matter of fact. Kanye could piss on my grave.
You know what? Well, he has a song "Piss on My Grave" with
grave
Travis
is too
Scott.
Much. See,
I think that's
too much.
Travis Scott piss on my grave.
No. See, Travis Scott not good.
Is that with Travis or just Travis?
It's him and Travis.
Yeah. So
Travis is
alright,
but he didn't earn that right to piss on people. Kanye could piss on my grandma, and I'd be like, yes, but he made Graduation.
Yeah.
Actually, funny story. Travis Scott performed at my friend's 16th birthday,
and now your friend's dead.
No.
Yo.
He's at a concert.
No. Basically, at her. Like, she loves celebrating her birthday. Her birthday is a big thing every single year. When he says in a song, like, back before I was Scott, like, he's talking about that moment when he's performing at 16-year-olds' birthday parties. What, that was back,
like 2013 or something,
yeah,
right?
Way back before he blew up.
Yeah, man, yeah. Kanye used to perform at bar mitzvahs too, but that's way out the window.
Wow, how did we get here, bro? Can you still ask Kanye for a bar mitzvah performance?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, if you're, what,
it's probably the best time to
ask
him for a bar mitzvah performance. His fucking price is probably below the floor. It's like 20 bucks to book Kanye for your bar mitzvah.
13? For a bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
Is it bat mitzvah or
bar? That's bats and bar. Bats is for girls, bar is
so
for
bar
guys.
Mitzvah. Let's say you're 14-year-old Teddy, right? You just witnessed Kanye ether your entire populace on national TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're 13. You inviting him to the bar mitzvah, bro?
You know, I mean, like, if it was up to me, probably, but like, there's no way my rabbi would be cool with that.
That's fucking genius. Kanye
knows
man.
What he's doing. I think he's about to just drop some crazy piece or album or clothing line and everyone's going to forgive him.
I mean, Skechers. He's trying to bring it back.
Really? He's rocking Skechers now?
I mean, as of today, he's heading them up. He's like, let me work with your shit.
I honestly, if New Balance can make a comeback, like, suck at Skechers.
I fuck
New Balance. Gap, Crocs, bro. I'm wearing Crocs. I'm wearing Crocs, bro. Yeah. And I look good. Why did I not look good 10 years ago wearing them? And now I look good, bro. What the fuck is that, bro? These celebrities have a way of manipulating the universe. Because, like, how the fuck do I look good in rainbow Crocs right now?
Wait, Crocs are because of Kanye?
No.
But there's no other guy, I would say, in history that, like, touches something and turns to gold like him. Like,
yeah, but
he can rock anything. You saw the fucking bedazzled sandals? Like, they're hot now.
Yeah, but he's losing it, bro. He's really losing it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's
like he is the expression, like, you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, bro, he just after Life of Pablo was like, okay, I'll go buy the Bahamas, all of them, and just fucking live there on a beach. Instead, now he's trying to, like, be political. He's, like, talking nonsense all over the place. And I think everything he touches now is going to turn into shit. I think we're at that point.
Hot take. Yeah. When he lost Kim, he lost everything.
Whoa.
That's a fact. Because he lost his family. Yeah. Like, you know? Like,
are you
that's
pro
over.
Kim?
Absolutely. I love Kim.
She loves the Kardashians.
But the Kardashians, I think, have the biggest hold over society nowadays.
They absolutely.
Do. Well, for the last 10 years.
Was right. He's crazy.
Remember back in the day, like those like 2004 movies, where it was like, oh my god, do these pants look make my ass look fat?
And
their friends would be like, yeah. Their friends would be like, no. And now it's like, do these pants make my ass look skinny? It's like, nah, it looks fat as fuck. Yeah. That was Kim, bro.
Yeah,
that was Kim Kardashian.
Kim changed that. Well, Marilyn Monroe really, but like Kim popularized it. Marilyn Monroe made it.
She
cool
didn't
to
have
be
a
like,
fat ass,
but she made it like cool to be thicker.
Was she thick?
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe was like six
waist
in a sea of
ones. Marilyn Monroe nudes.
That would be so sick. We should pull them up on the TV.
If we just had a little screen up here. Bang.
I really can't believe you guys fucking stole our time, though. That's like actually wild.
I can't believe you just pulled up and you stole a beer. Now you look at his foot. Take this fucking
who's your lip
Jewish
dick?
Foot down. Don't talk about him. Talk to him.
Look at the disrespect.
What do you think? We're going to run to the bank and steal all your money?
Whoa. He said that, not me. He said that,
we're gonna
not
come.
Me.
We're going to own what the fuck Media Studios now because we're Jewish. What are you trying to say, Johnny? Huh? I'm paraphrasing. Yeah,
Teddy is
Jewish, so.
Who is?
Weezy's Jewish. So.
Shout out Weezy.
It makes sense why she owns the studio.
Oh my goodness.
Kanye was like, no, he wasn't wrong about that. He's just stirring the pot so much that the target is now in our heads.
Kanye will have somebody latch onto him and indoctrinate him. You ever hear of Candace Owens?
Yeah, that's his like partner at this
Candace
point.
Owens slid in those fucking DMs and was like, hey, can we go for a coffee or something? And just downloaded all this craziness onto his brain. And this motherfucker hasn't taken his meds in what, 3.5 years? So he's just like, yeah, oh my God, the Jews. It's the fucking Jews. You're so right. It's like, bro, how have you not learned this lesson 17 times, bro? Yeah. It's not the Jews.
But like a week before he said the Jew comment, he said white lives matter. Like he threw it on the Balenciaga runway.
That was crazy.
And it's like, then a week later he says the Jew comment and it's like, wow, he's just throwing a lot out here.
I think he's just trying to get Kim's attention, maybe.
Honestly, his new girlfriend is hot though. Have you guys looked her up?
I think he's gay. I think Kanye's gay. I think it's a cover up.
It's a cold take.
I think he's a cover up.
Nobody else thinks that? Nobody else thinks Kanye's gay?
I think he'd be gay. I think him and P. Diddy probably did some shit together.
Think about it. P. Diddy.
P. Diddy's gay as fuck.
P. Diddy is gay. I've heard
those dance moves are too much. He moves the hips too much. He's straight.
He's not gay.
He's married to Rihanna.
No, no, no. But the thing is, he like practices
dick sucking. Would you get your dick sucked by ASAP Rocky?
What does he practice?
Wait, guess whoever you are. Would you get your dick sucked by ASAP Rocky?
First off, you
seem like a nice guy. Would you get your dick sucked by ASAP Rocky, guest guy?
First off, yes. But second of all, don't talk to him. Talk to me first, all right?
Do I get clout from it?
Yeah, yeah. You become like ASAP's new boyfriend. Like you walk around the malls with him. He's so strong.
He lets you film it.
Okay, it leaks on the internet. Your face on ASAP's dick.
No, no, no. I can't have that. For what?
I'm not asking you. I know you would. I'm asking your Olympic. Yes.
I would. You know.
For what? What's the prize, bro?
He said Rocky is a prize. Prize possession of New York.
So you're gay.
Bro, you just admitted you're gay.
Are you gay? It's fine if you're gay. I don't even know you. Are you gay? Like, I want to get to know you better.
No. So
you're
going to come here with sit down with
one of my beers
it.
On your
I'm
dick and call him gay, bro?
Do you know what that is?
Oh, what now?
Metrosexual.
He has sex with the subway, okay?
You think you have fashion sense?
Oh, I do. Look at you. You obviously know.
What do I look like to you, Johnny?
I can't use the same insult twice. That's my one rule in life. I got to come up with something else, bro.
What I look like?
You look like a skinny gay Cartman, bro.
You look like a fucking like community college rush who didn't get into a fraternity. You look like you didn't get into a NASA fraternity.
Okay. First off, say sorry. Okay. First off, apologize. You're not gonna sit here.
That's your comeback.
First off, why are you manspreading right now? Manspreading peanut butter and jelly. Look at that. I can see your balls and dick. Smuggler. You're calling my guests gay. You're not even supposed to be here. You're drinking my Bud Light.
A few things. One, you stole our time. No. Two, you're making it seem like a problem that your guest is gay. I'm not saying there's any problem with him being homosexual.
No.
I'm not
no
saying there's any problem
with
him
being
suck
gay.
Celebrity dick. I'm just saying your guest is gay and you had no idea.
Look. If ASAP gives me one of his cars, I'll suck his dick.
That's the question. How did we get here?
Let me make it a real proposition.
I saw you guys actually pull before, so I should have hunched something was happening.
Since you trapped my guest, that's what you did. You trapped him with that stupid question.
No, he's trapped in the closet.
Here's a real question. You suck ASAP Rocky's dick for one of his Bugattis.
Right.
Bugatti. Right. I'm the top G.
Wait, am I sucking ASAP or Andrew? Who are you asking me? Who am I sucking?
Yo, what do you think of Andrew Tate?
I like Andrew Tate. I think he's fucking hysterical.
Wow.
I think he's one of
You're
the funniest people.
You're never getting any ass
you
after
going
this.
To get canceled.
I could
You're
care never less. Gonna get. It's like it's literally like Andrew Tate saying he's gonna get canceled, and he appears on my screen more often than
he's the most,
before.
He's the most famous man in America, bro. Would you save your brother's life if he needed CPR? No. I'm not gay.
That's what he said.
He said that.
When I let a female drive my Bugatti, no, she's gonna scratch
Top
it.
G.
She's gonna tell me that it wasn't her fault. It wasn't her fault. And me and my
Top
brother
G.
are gonna go get some fucking kickbox because I'm kickboxing champion of the world, you know. I'm gonna fart in some mouth, suck on some pee-pees.
Okay, now you sound
outrageous
like McGregor.
Fun.
Now you sound like McGregor.
No,
Shay, would you
no,
fuck
so
Andrew
Tate?
Because you're an actual woman here, aside from Teddy.
Yeah, how do you feel about his comments?
I would steal the fucking keys to his Bugatti.
Right.
I would let him think he was gonna fuck me and then steal the keys and just ride the Bugatti to piss him off.
So you're not team Andrew Tate, huh?
I mean, I would just play hard to get, essentially.
And then that would make him fall over you hard.
I mean,
do girls do
maybe.
That on purpose though? Like
absolutely.
Play hard to get.
Absolutely. We have to. You guys aren't interested if we're not playing hard to get.
No. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand like the hard to get kind of a cat and mouse kind of game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like at a certain point, it's like too
I'm
much.
For promo.
See, you think it's too much, but like we just are gonna mentally
like
fuck with you until you fuck with us so hard and
but
we
why
are
the
only
games,
thing.
Though? Why
but
the games?
But we're
games
gonna
are
be
fun.
The only thing you're gonna fucking
what if
think
you,
about then.
What if you
no,
like
I'm out at that point. Fuck you. I'm going back to
Ryan.
Promise you won't be.
Shay, why the games? What if you meet a nice Jewish man? and he's nice. He doesn't want to play games. Would you still play games with
and
him?
He says, "That's what's up.
That's exactly. what's up. It's a great time." So I'm actually only here to promote my hats, only and exclusively
Teddy,
now.
Shut
and Ted,
the fuck Ted's, up.
You're wearing one, Johnny. Turn your hat around. What does it say, huh?
First off, I don't do free promo.
Huh?
Okay.
What does your hat
you're
say?
Huh? Suck my dick.
Yeah, you got an $80 hat for free. You keep your mouth shut.
Is it imposter?
That's what's up. That's not what's down. Unless you get this hat, because if you turn it upside down, that's actually what's up.
You think that's creative? That's so stupid.
I think that was a mistake on your part on the branding portion.
Oh. You're just upset you didn't get one. Whoa.
Guest?
First off.
What's your name? Sorry.
This is Pistol fucking Pete, okay? Pistol
you play
Pete.
Basketball?
He shoots from his dick and he never misses. Sometimes he misses, okay? Hits a dude instead of a girl. ASAP Rocky, more specifically.
No, ASAP Rocky
okay?
shoots and lands on him.
Yes, on
no,
his
whoa,
face.
Hey, yo.
Sometimes. Oh, now you say, hey, yo, bro, you're 20 minutes fucking late, okay? So, Shay, you want to fuck Andrew Tate? Just be honest.
No,
just
never.
Be honest. Yeah. Just be honest. Really?
That's just be
no, the ball
honest.
Doesn't do it for me, but.
He drives around in his Bugatti
the
in Dubai. You see
that-
him knocking hey. Somebody out. No.
I need respect, he's- and he would never see me as an equal. And
but he plays those games that you love. You know, treats you like a dirty
okay,
piece
you,
of shit.
Shay. I mean, yeah, Shay's definitely into that, but.
Whoa. You're going to let him say that?
Every girl's into that.
You really
real.
Think that,
deep
huh?
down inside, every girl's into that.
They're into like this craziness, like up and down roller coaster type
choked,
shit.
Spit on, kick.
Whoa.
Not at all. No.
Out of the house.
I don't subscribe.
Sleeped in the doghouse that you
Rey Mysterio,
you're gay. Maybe guys aren't like that.
Yeah. Okay. That was a good one. I'll give him that one.
Do you disagree with everything Andrew Tate says?
No. I think some of the shit he says is fucking amazing. But I mean, don't cancel me. It's not like I love him, but I think he's fucking hilarious. And I think people take him too seriously.
Yeah.
Like girls get so pissed about it. It's like, relax.
He has good points.
He has really good points.
Yeah. One point I remember
he sobered
made,
up
like,
a little bit.
He's like, what? When you get in trouble, you want a guy with nail polish to show up at your house? Or you want someone like me? And I'm like, okay, he's getting somewhere. I guess that's a good point. Yeah, you want the firefighters, you want the police officer, you want the macho man, you want the fucking.
The accent changes every 2 seconds.
What is the accent?
The accent is half
Bugatti
British,
through your living room.
Half
Bugatti.
British, half Bugatti. Half and yo, and the music that he has.
Is that his podcast intro?
The music that he has. You never heard it?
I just watch him on clips.
He has his own theme song, bro. He's such a legend.
Where does he live again? Hungary?
Hungary?
Where does he live?
I don't know if he's hungry, you stupid
in LA.
Bitch. No, he's in Romania. He's
Romania.
In Romania.
Is that like the Romanian national anthem?
No, bro. That's like a David Guetta song. That's a David Guetta song. I've never heard one. Shit, you guys are dumb, man.
No, I've never heard this song, so I was just paraphrasing off of you singing it.
Yeah, go ahead and paraphrase.
He does seem very patriotic to Romania.
So, Teddy, you're out here doing this, what do you do for a living shit on TikTok? It's finally blowing up after years of L's. And
you're feeling regretful now,
and,
huh? Now that your podcast
it's
is crumbling?
It's great, and it's hard work.
Feeling a little regretful,
he's keeping
John?
At it.
I don't think
Let's
it's
talk
crumbling.
About it. Let's talk about it, John. Why are you looking at the screen, man? You know what you look like.
Can we talk about how people are such fucking
full circle, man. I told you this is going to happen.
When I first looked at Teddy, I said, God, what a piece of shit. He's never going to be a star. And he proved me wrong. He's fucking blowing up right now. You are blowing the fuck up. What was the secret to that, huh?
Ignore the haters.
Was that it? Ignoring the haters?
I've seen you live
in action, and it's actually insane.
It's consistency. It's all consistency. Yeah. You could do anything. You really, I think I proved that you could make money doing anything. I walk around asking a simple question everybody asks in their everyday life if cameras weren't a thing, and I made something out of nothing. So I feel like you could actually ask any question. I got my boys on it, too. I got one of my boys asked who's the greatest athlete of all time. He's got millions
just
of views
simple
on
TikTok. Shout out fucking question.
Dean, my boy Dean asks who the greatest rapper of all time is. It's really
Dino.
Any question.
So,
Dino.
You're telling me if I went on the streets and random people and just ask, like, do you or do you not have explosive diarrhea?
Once a day. Yeah, once a day
you,
for a year.
I you promise you with enough time, one of those videos will go very viral. Yeah. You should do
that. About that. Honestly, that my friend used to use that just like jokingly when we were younger. But I learned that is the best excuse.
Good one.
It's the best excuse.
Great question.
If you're ever in an uncomfortable
that's
situation.
That's always what my mother said.
Say
that
pick up chicks. My friend got so much ass off that line.
Nobody's going to ask questions. If you're in class, you raise your hand and you're like, I have explosive diarrhea.
But
your
bro,
teacher's
you
going to be like, okay, no, you can't go to the bathroom. Hey. Or your boss is going
to
be like.
Bro, you don't say explosive though.
Yeah,
you
like,
have to.
Use it.
You have to make the people uncomfortable.
My teacher would be like, I don't know, can you go to the bathroom? May I go because I have explosive diarrhea? That was always the case.
I have tumultuous flabber. flabbergasting diarrhea out of my ass. Yeah, no, dude, if you ask that once a day, according Sloppy to Teddy's, yo, you know what, bro? You could release a course the way that fucking Danny Miranda, shout out Danny Miranda, man, you're on next.
I'm a professional.
You should release a course the way that he did, how to make it on TikTok in 1 year. Every day you do it.
So I'm actually in the process.
You're doing that.
I'm making a course.
You're doing that.
Yeah.
That's where you make the money, bro.
That's what's up.
That's where you make the money.
That's what's up.
That's what's up, man. It's sponsored tonight's show.
Tedzara.com, don't forget.
Tedzara.com.
What if I have 50 sales after this?
Ted Zara? Like
Ted Zara. Like the czars of Russia before.
Doesn't he look like the CEO of Zara, bro? Doesn't he look like he picks up Persian sixth graders?
He looks like he picks up $5 clothing. Like that's fashion.
And they go straight to Aesop's house and just suck.
Jesus.
Hey, yo.
Doesn't he look like a can of Axe fucking cologne, bro?
This man looks like an Axe.
What did he do, bro?
Calvin Klein.
He goes right to him.
You look like fucking Kanye sweaters before they're painted on, bro. I don't have good ones. You have better ones than me. He made Gap cool. I'm not good at insulting people.
Let's move on to. Oh, you're too positive.
I wish I was though. It's like you know, like
a hidden talent.
Yeah, like the roast master Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeff Ross.
Jeff Ross. Like, I wish I could do that shit. He's so funny and
bro.
Off the top of his head, it's like so.
Bro,
witty.
Jeff Ross.
It's wit. So you're saying
Jeff
you're
Ross
not
said witty. To
I
Kevin
am witty,
Hart,
but not like in insult form.
Jeff
that
Ross said to Kevin Hart, "You look like a microwaved 50 Cent." Like, bro, that shit got me so bad.
Kevin Hart, that's a good one. That's
so
good.
You and your bullshit, stupid fucking TikToks.
Yeah.
I mean, your dope ass TikToks, you're blowing up. Everything's going great. What's the next move, man? What the, you know?
I'm glad you asked.
You're finally overtaking that guy that we talked about that stole your idea, whatever his name
Daniel
is.
Daniel Mack. I actually just
look at the way you said
that. Look at the way you said that.
Daniel Mack. He might make your eyes bleed if you look at him long enough. Seriously, it happened to me. I was on a podcast here the other day because, you know, like ever since you kicked me off yours, I just invited to ones left and right.
I mean, you were fired, but yeah.
So you're famous.
I'm not famous. I'm like a, I would say like an F minus celebrity.
So you're like Daniel Mack is a D.
Daniel Mack's more famous than me, for sure.
But not for long.
He also looks like Sid from Ice Age.
Oh, you hear that? You fucking hear that, bro?
Like if Sid from Ice Age like had a baby with a Young Gravy, like that's what Daniel Mack
looks
like.
Oh, okay. You're getting good at it. See, you're getting good.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
You need a little practice. You need to let the hate fester in your body for years and then you'll be good at it.
Well, once I have the celebrity boxing match with him that we spoke about on your original podcast that you kicked me off of, that's going to be the mecca.
What are your numbers looking like these days? On the socials, the analytics, the back end of everything.
It's going good. Followers. I think I have like at the time of this recording, like 600,000 across all platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But what's next for me is I want to travel internationally and do day in the life videos. With
you're going to annoy the entire planet with this fucking idea,
whole
bro. In Paris, I can't get away from you.
I don't know if I should talk about it publicly, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm also getting my videos dubbed in Russian and Spanish, like Mr. Beast did with his channel.
Why?
And they put out the same videos in Russian and Spanish subtitles.
You're going to get attacked by the Jewish and Ukrainian community, bro.
Yeah,
you realize
I know,
that? You're going to get nuked by next week.
Think about how much people watch TikTok that don't understand English. How much TikTok exists outside of America. Now I could tap into that market with the same videos I've already created.
That's why the dancing's so like famous on TikTok because dancing is like almost like
universal
music,
language.
Universal language.
But why Russian, bro? Why not Spanish and French? Aren't those the two biggest languages? Or Chinese?
Yeah, why not Chinese?
Yo, you and Chinese would be crazy.
I gotta do more research in like
I could teach you
which markets are the biggest.
Oh, he's a minor in Chinese.
I'm Russian. Don't forget, I'm Russian / Ukrainian. So
slash Ukrainian. You made that up.
Yeah,
you made
Ukrainian
that last
first.
Part up.
And so I already have that following. I already have a decent Russian following, so I'm thinking that. But I can also start a new channel with the same content in whatever languages I want.
No, that's a great idea, man.
Yeah, no, Chinese is definitely. I mean, they love Americans.
Well, I mean, I'm praying on your downfall. I mean, I'm rooting for you. hopefully this boxing match happens and you really blow up, man. You really deserve it.
Thank you, man.
Piece of shit.
Revenge is
anyways,
a funny thing.
I wanted to maybe talk about, are we too old to do Halloween?
Yes, overrated.
Are we too,
absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I think that's because you like dressing up.
You're a girl, right? Isn't that different?
Is our podcast that whack that Wolf just had to
I think our producer just walked out. We haven't switched camera angles in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Like, he keeps it like this the whole time on this screen and changed it over there where we can't see. Like,
yeah, but he's not there right now.
Yeah, so it's probably just like this.
Just
that's
like
so
this.
Whack. All our viewers have left
he
by
did.
Now. It's just the same
quarter dip.
So, Shay, what were we saying about Halloween?
You know, Halloween is fun. I don't know why. That's lame if you guys don't want to go out. out. Jeez. Every girl is like half naked. It's a vibe. Like,
it's the, it's
why
the
wouldn't
horniest
you want to go
holiday.
Out?
It's the horniest.
It's
fucking
so out. Horny.
Like,
oh my God.
Like it's really impossible.
I feel like second horniest is a hot take is Thanksgiving Eve, right?
Thanksgiving?
Really?
Thanksgiving Eve. Like, you go back and you're seeing all these people that you used to like go to high school with and know, and then you had your glow up and you see them, and it's like, it's the second horniest holiday.
Are you from small town America?
Oh, because we're all back in the.
You're from Westchester?
Yeah.
See, I'm a city kid, and the thing with city kids is we don't have a soul, right? We didn't grow up with like loving families and friends. We just kind of were on the streets like selling drugs. But yeah, no, if you're like from small town America, suburb America, then yeah, Thanksgiving Eve, you go back home, you see that. You see that girl or that guy you wanted to fucking like what?
You're doing some green tea shots, and then it's like, oh my God, hey. And then
it's like, oh my God, Shay, you know, I always had a crush on you in geometry class. Oh, that is horrible.
I can't wait to fuck me in the ass, Brad.
What?
I mean, Jessica, you're looking just as sacrilegious as from high school.
I think he just made a gay comment.
I think you guys should fuck. I think you guys have gotten to the point where you guys are about to pull an ASAP Rocky on each other. But I'm 27. I think it's too old for me. I feel too old, like putting on a fucking going on Amazon, looking at costumes.
It's hard
like,
for guys. You know what it is, like guys. If you're above 25, you have to make it witty. You have to make it hot, but like I don't know, chic in the same way. Like you can't go with something stupid.
Like
you know?
What about Superman? Like I dressed up last year as Superman.
Like yeah, like something like where like Kent. You didn't really care too much. But maybe it's like, I don't know, like a cool like indie film. I don't know. Maybe that's even
indie
weird.
Film. What name the last?
I don't
indie
even
film
know. Like something. I want you to dress up as something like I don't really know, but like you're wearing a beret and like
Jeffrey
glasses
Dahmer.
With like a fake mustache.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
And like you're smoking. Like maybe
would you fuck Jeffrey
everyone's
Dahmer?
Gonna be hell no. Edward everyone's gonna be fucking Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, no, that is gonna be.
I think
over.
You should be ASAP Rocky.
I will not because that includes me
sucking dick.
So,
no,
putting you on heard it here face. First.
Sucking
I'm gonna be Pam Anderson this Halloween.
Don't say am I right, bro.
ASAP.
God. Pam Anderson is hot.
Pam Anderson, big fluffy pink hat, sequin pants, white corset. I'm doing the fake tattoo, crazy blue eyeshadow.
No, you should do the girl that overdosed on coke in Pulp Fiction.
I have a Tommy Lee, but
no, that's hot as fuck.
Not like me.
That was written. That's like if you're coming on like Funkmaster Flex and your freestyle is too good. Like nah, written man. He wrote that shit the night before. No way you just thought of that.
Funflex is a nice guy.
Every year,
Funflex is my neighbor.
Cocaine Girl from Pulp Fiction?
Cocaine Girl. Have you ever watched Pulp Fiction?
Absolutely.
The girl on the cover. The girl on the poster.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Her name in real life or in the movie?
Yeah.
What's in real life?
I don't know, but I know who you're talking about. Now it makes more sense.
Selena Gomez?
Ariana Grande.
Winona Ryder is hot as fuck.
I don't even know. Something like that.
Yeah, whatever. That girl. You should dress up. What? You should dress up like her.
With the dark hair.
With the dark hair with a little blood stain here.
I always go with like a blonde character. Like, I just identify with the blonde community.
So Shay, I think you're capping.
Not
here's
capping,
here's
why
I think you're capping.
Why are you holding a Kleenex box?
You're about to do weird things.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, right yes.
Hey, bro, you're not gonna talk about
jobs, not
what you're not gonna do is come on the podcast.
Cross, I didn't come on this podcast.
Cross your legs.
Yeah, you did.
Drink my beer and then talk about the Kleenex. Okay. Now, Shay, you want to dress up like Pam Anderson because you fantasize about Pam and what's
her
the fucking guy's name?
And her son,
Tommy.
Tommy Lee.
That I have fantasized about that?
Do you fantasize about Tommy Lee, that relationship? Like, man, fuck you, bitch. It was slap. Do you ever...
She knows she does.
Clearly she knows she does, right?
We talked about it the other day. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Stop.
Yeah,
I just read you like a book.
Dick.
What? Okay, no.
I'm going to paint you a scenario. Stop sucking... That dick on camera. Right? Okay, let me paint you this scenario.
She's like the original Kim K. She's
6'4" guy
you
walks
Ray
in.
J. One of you should be Ray J. Bro. That's
Ray
a good
J?
Outfit.
Can you be a Ray J?
Ray J and
you just
Kim want to
wear blackface,
great...
I think. You just want to wear blackface.
I'm
just
sorry.
Naming
you
blackface.
I cut you off.
I'm
cut you off.
I'm
what
the type
saying?
To be Kanye West. I would be Kanye West for Halloween, there I said.
With a yarmulke. With a yarmulke.
Do it, do it.
With the old Yeezys. Remember the Yeezys with the lines through them?
The fucking stunner shades.
Stunner shades and a yarmulke.
Yeah, you got to do a mix.
You can wear a backpack, a polo, stunner shades, a yarmulke. I don't even know. Walk around with like fucking. Yeah. That'd
so, Shay, let me paint you a picture here.
Sure, I'm ready for it.
You're just chilling, whatever the fuck. You're watering your plants. 6'4", jawline.
Uber driver.
Tattoos everywhere. Little TikTok side part. Comes in and he goes, yo, bitch. What the fuck is your number? What are you doing next?
I'm watering my plants. This man is barging into my apartment.
And he just walks in. He's got the keys already.
Wolf,
where the fuck have you been, bro? You just
slide in. Have we just been stuck in the same angle this whole time?
Yeah. Yo, my man, how much Taco Bell did you eat before this, bro? My man was blowing that shit.
Explosive diarrhea. Blame it on the explosive diarrhea. Full circle.
I guess because it's your podcast. Oh, he would never do this on my podcast.
No. He realized it was your podcast. He said, fuck this. I'm out. He just left the whole studio. He went to take a shit.
Technically your time. You were here first.
So, Shay, what are you doing? You're watering your plants and this behemoth walks in and says, let me fuck.
I'm going to say, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Why are you capping on my podcast?
I'm not capping.
He's got the tats. He's a little toxic. He gives you that attention, but he gives you that roller coaster of emotions. You're not falling for that?
See, the thing is, if you know me, you know I'm an alpha. And so if you're-
Oh, you're an alpha female!
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Whoa!
High T.
I finally understand why the sword is called Alpha Phi. I thought that's what you were saying.
Not an Alpha Phi.
Because they're alpha females.
They're alpha females. And we were Sigma Alpha Epsilon, and we mixed the most with Alpha Phi. Now all this Greek mythology is starting to make sense.
Wow. I was Alpha Beta Pi.
It'd be a hard no. I was Di Phi.
You know, me and Shay went to the same college, okay?
No shit. Loser University.
No wonder you got a real BU in here.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
You didn't go to college.
University of Delaware.
Where'd you go?
With Joe Byron.
Joe Byron was my fucking professor of language. He was my language professor, bro. He was teaching us how to speak. That's why I came through that shit.
Every class was done halfway through.
My bad.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Everybody passed.
Everybody passed.
No one even like had it turned into
science. It started off funny, but like now I'm dead ass worried about Joe Byron, bro. Like it's not just a TikTok sound anymore. Like he literally is shaking invisible hands.
Yeah, it's rough.
Dude, he signed a petition or something the other day. He had a pen and he just gave it to his boy. His boy's standing there and he goes, "All right, it's my pleasure as the president of the United States," and just hands it over. And his boy's like, what do you want me to do with this pen right
that
now?
That slides in this suit.
An honorable pen.
I'm gonna say it. You can cancel me. I don't give a fuck. He's a figurehead at this point. Like,
yes.
Who's really running the shit?
You know, who is it? Kamala?
Kanye.
I don't know, but Kanye. But like, he's not with it. Like, bless his soul, but he's not with it, you know?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Joe Byron, you letting him smash? You're most powerful man.
He wouldn't remember.
Are you still
in a relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why you're so horny for Shay.
I'm not horny. I just want to understand where this girl stands so you can maybe fuck one girl in your life instead of my guest, bro.
Okay, wait. So hot take or hot question. Okay. Sky Bree, you know who that is?
Call you after.
Sky Bree?
Sky Bree.
No, can you pull up a picture?
Sky Bree. Let's pull her up right here. She's one of the top OnlyFans
girls.
Is Wolf doing
it? We got our own Jamie from Joe Rogan.
Pull her up. Wow. Sky Bree. She's fucking hot. Shout out Sky Bree.
Oh, you would fuck her?
1 to 10.
I mean,
I need an honest answer.
Never have, but hot. Click
of
on
course
one of them.
You see Jake Paul.
Oh, Jake Paul smashing. What the fuck? Oh, she was on the Aiden Ross podcast.
She was on a lot of podcasts. So bruh. She walks in.
Uh-huh.
Are you fucking her?
Wait.
Teddy's like, I'm already fantasizing.
You're talking about now while I'm in a relationship?
Yeah.
No.
She's
cheating. Cheating is that one thing, bro. You can't do. You ever cheat? Of course you did. Look at you, piece of fucking shit.
I have a question for you.
What?
Something tells me Teddy has actually never cheated before.
Really?
Just break up with the person.
Oh, you have integrity deep down.
I only cheat on my guys.
Hey. That's what?
Because that's not considered cheating. It's just the gay community is like alive like that.
No, wait, okay, Johnny. I have a question though. In terms of cheating, if you were like... For instance, like an abusive relationship.
Well,
like,
okay, rough.
Whoa. If you were in an abusive relationship, would you cheat? Like, if you were getting beat and disrespected.
What did you just say?
You're gonna get hit harder. You cheat in an abusive relationship.
What the fuck, bro?
You were hurt before. At that point, you're dead.
But that's facts.
No.
That's actually facts. That's facts.
Honestly, though, if you're in an abusive relationship and someone's hitting you, but like they're supporting you, you gotta get the fuck out. So you have to find
some
other
guys. You're an alpha male, right? Alpha female, my bad.
Alpha fee.
Yeah.
Misgendered.
Alpha fee big.
You're an alpha female, right? A dude, you could tell a dude's about to just fucking rock your shit, right? You dodging and countering or what?
I'm throwing whatever the fuck is.
You're double leg taking him. You're taking them down.
I have picked up glasses before throwing them at
Are
people.
You going to grab
at
a knife?
At guys.
Would you grab a knife?
Because they did what?
To scare them.
But
like,
what did they do
the
to you? What did they do
me?
To you? They just said, damn, shoddy.
Like, you know, things get heated. Like, don't fuck with me. Like, I will pop off. But like, it takes a lot to get me to that level, but I have to give almost like a warning. And then any guy that's ever happened with, they're like, holy shit.
I have a warning when things get tough and I don't want someone to fuck me. I
fuck you?
You're like a peacock? Like you
no,
put your
no,
fucking
no,
feathers?
No. It's a certain voice I make. It's a certain voice I make.
Oh.
I go, hey, listen there, buddy, okay? Stop fucking with me. Or I'm coming over there and I'm suck. I mean, but it works every time because like, is this Mickey Mouse?
Is that Tally from South Park?
Yeah. Tally.
No, I go.
Just
the
give
best...
me one more hit. I'll suck your dick.
No,
that's a good Tally. That's
the
a really
Borat impression gets everyone.
You can do Borat?
Yeah. Yeah?
Do it.
Like, very nice. I like you.
See, that's gotta be racist. That's gotta be racist.
You ever see that? Racist to Kazakhstanians. But you ever see the comedian who's like, if I'm ever in a bad neighborhood and like two thugs roll up on me, like, hey man, I know what neighborhood you in? I just fake a Russian accent.
Yeah, and it works. Scariest white people.
Scariest white people. You think this is a bad neighborhood?
Oh, I didn't know.
This bad neighborhood?
I didn't know. I was just going to get milk for my babushka.
You ever been to Moscow before? Yeah. How fucking dare you? Come up on me, I fuck your bitch. Get out of my fucking face.
Oh, are you Russian or you just fuck a bunch of Russians?
That was good.
What the fuck was that?
Golly, sure he's about to invade Ukraine next week. Oh shit. Yeah, everybody, thank you for coming back to whatever the fuck this is. Quarter Life Podcast, I guess.
Quarter dip, whatever. I was thinking maybe this will work.
I know somebody here owes me money. I don't know who, but somebody owes me money for coming on. And I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. If the world still fucking exists, we might get nuked over the next couple, 3 days. At this point, I'm hoping for it.
Fuck you, Kanye.
Kanye, fuck you. And
good luck.
See y'all next time.
Do better.
Just kidding. Love you.
Peace.